At least three gunmen carrying explosives stormed the guarded compound where the UN workers were sleeping. Military helicopters flew overhead as Afghan security forces and the militants exchanged gunfire for an hour. At a news conference, the UN Special Envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Ida, said the attack would not stop UN work in Afghanistan, but he said he was reviewing what additional measures to take to protect the international body's employees. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack. A spokesman says it's the first of many it plans to carry out to thwart next month's presidential runoff elections here. 2 hours after the UN attack, militants fired a rocket at a luxury hotel in Kabul used by foreigners. But the rocket did not explode and no casualties were reported. Saraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.